Here's the IDG Global IT News Update with the latest technology news from around the world.
Sweden's Supreme Court has ruled that two of the judges scheduled to hear an appeal in the Pirate Bay case are unbiased. They had been accused of bias because of their involvement in pro-copyright organizations. The Supreme Court's ruling means they will be able to hear the Pirate Bay's appeal in a copyright case pitting it against record labels, film studios, and other entertainment companies. The appeal hearing is scheduled for the end of September. The Pirate Bay's four founders were found guilty of being accessories to crimes against copyright. If they fail in their appeal, they face a year in prison and must pay damages of almost $4 million. Microsoft Office 2010 will go on sale to businesses today, although consumers will have to wait until the end of June to buy their copy. The new version is about more than just new features and improved functions. Microsoft is also giving users an online version of its software that will compete with the likes of Google Docs. Microsoft's Office web apps are lightweight versions of Word, PowerPoint, Excel, and OneNote that allow users to view, edit, and share documents online. That means you won't need the productivity suite installed on a PC to access documents. You simply need an internet connection and a web browser. Mozilla has expanded a service that checks if a browser's plugins are current. It now scans plugins for Internet Explorer, Safari, Opera, and Chrome in addition to Firefox. Plugins are small bits of code that enable a web browser to run other applications such as Adobe's Flash Player. Outdated plugins are a danger for internet users as they can contain software vulnerabilities that can be used to gain remote control over someone's PC. Firefox gained the ability to scan its own plugins for outdated versions last year. Only a few plugins are covered by the scanning service for now, but Mozilla hopes to recruit other plugin developers to the program. It's not just plugin developers that Mozilla needs to recruit, though. It must also find a new CEO. After 2 years at the head of the company, John Lilly is quitting to become a partner in a venture capital fund. He will leave as soon as Mozilla can find a replacement. Before becoming CEO of the browser maker, Lilly was its chief operating officer. And those are the top stories from the IDG Global IT News Update, brought to you by the IDG News Service. I'm Peter Sayre in Paris. Join us again later for more news from the world of technology.